Behar, SCOTUS Bush v. Gore decision was the day democracy died. By Pam Key on February 29, 2024. Joy Behar told her co-hosts Thursday on ABC's The View that democracy died with the Supreme Court's 2000 Bush v. Gore decision that settled a recount dispute in Florida's 2000 presidential election between George W. Bush and Al Gore. Discussing the Supreme Court announcement that they have agreed to hear oral arguments on former President Donald Trump's presidential immunity claims, co-host Whoopi Goldberg said, "Let's look at a scenario where the Supreme Court says yes, he has all those rights. He is immune from everything. You know what Joe Biden could do since he is presently president? He could throw every Republican in jail. I mean, he could." She added, "What this means is he can do anything. He could dismiss everybody's debt. You know, there's a whole bunch of great stuff that could happen. But let's look at what this really means." Behar said, "So basically kicking the can down the road, though. They're not taking up this case immediately." Sonny Hostin said, "They're listening to these arguments in April. The end of their term is June. The Bush v. Gore case happened real quick. Do you remember that? The Supreme Court knows how to work real fast." Behar said, "That was the day democracy died." Hostin said, "Well, it was certainly an injustice to many people." Follow Pam Key on Twitter @PamKeenan.